to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's very own The Weekend Bang. Number one podcast in the world right now, from what I'm just hearing
from
my people.
We're trending on Twitter. If you check right now.
Very, very trending.
Okay, it's gone. But
powered by NRG, of course. Brought to you by Oblivion's Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And Mainframe USA Apparel. Insane in the Mainframe. Man, I'm hyped. If you weren't listening to the pre-show, you missed out on some quality gym theme songs. That's not our theme song, because I mean our theme song should actually be right there in the upper echelon of 90s theme songs, because I feel like we have that type of vibe. But we'll get right into it, because right now we have a full house, no pun intended. Corey Vincent's here, everybody.
Hey!
Corey, if we had lyrics for our theme songs, because I know you like to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really have lyrics. You know, it's just kind of our voiceovers and the announcer and everything like that.
Yeah.
But if we actually had lyrics, do you think they would sound something like a 90s TV show?
I would make sure that it does.
You would guarantee?
The only way, yeah. I think that's one thing that we do terribly in 2017. And that's put great lyrics into our theme songs.
That is true.
It's so mindless. You just have like a sound or like a visual, and it's like, okay, what am I watching?
Think about it right now. What is your favorite theme song for a modern 2000s TV show?
Oh, man. They don't exist.
See?
There's nothing.
They're gone. That's what I'm saying.
They died. They went the way of the dinosaur. If we were going to do one, though, like, I think now's the opportune time. And I think we need to shoot like a video, a bumper video.
I'm all
of
for it.
Tossing the football back and forth, and then you look into the camera.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Get that wild font on the bottom with your name on there.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. The real David Webb is in the building, too. You got to get in on this conversation.
What's going on,
that's
everybody?
Why.
I'm so excited for this. I want to do it. Let's do it. Let's legit do this.
Favorite theme song from the 90s. Go. Wow, on the spot. We just went through 50 of them. Literally 50 of them right now.
They're all good. I can't pick
one. And we even left out some.
I want a remix of them. Sanford and Sons.
We didn't even go through that one. And that's not the 90s.
I got the first lyric.
All right, what we got?
That's the most important of these things, right? That's the one everyone remembers.
Yeah, because that's the lead-in.
All right.
The lead-in.
So for the Weekend Bang. You got to get that raspy voice.
Okay, yeah.
It's Saturday night.
Okay.
One's white.
Excuse me?
No, wait. Let me think.
Let's go back to the drawing board.
No, I got it. It's Saturday night. Aaron's black and Corey's white.
Yeah. We'll pin it out. Shopping. Yeah, we'll work it out.
Okay. I think that's catchy.
Yeah, like, catchy.
let me think about it.
Yeah, we'll get back to that one.
You have to keep it mildly racist.
It's got to be a little bit. We have some special guests, of course, on the show. They were on here the last time. They were so nice that we decided to do it twice and bring them both on at the same time again. We have in the house Kins and Aaron.
Hey guys.
Wait a minute, because you guys have an overall like thing, like meet the team. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know some people in here haven't educated themselves on it just yet.
Absolutely. Corey, are you listening?
I know exactly what it is. I've checked out the IMDb page many times because I see you guys. It's all you guys ever tweet about.
I think you're a liar.
I've been on the page. How would I even know there was an IMDb?
Because you would.
I created the wiki page for it.
I am
seriously the biggest fan of the show.
I think we're dealing
I'm
with
I'm working
a crazy
on a theme
person.
Song right now.
Oh, don't theme do song?
No, don't let him do your theme song. It'll
be mildly racist if I let him do their
theme song. I don't know. Brain bang's pretty good.
Now,
what
meet
rhymes
the
with
team.
Asian?
That's horrible.
Invasion.
Whoa! Too soon, Aaron!
What? Invasion?
I don't know. World War II or something
okay.
like that. I don't know.
How is the Asian remark not too soon, but then her remark too soon? Okay. All right. What is this anyway, all about, everybody? Meet the team.
One is Cajun, one is Asian.
What is Cajun?
I didn't know I was a spiced chicken on a...
Actually, he thought you were the Asian.
You're just a spice.
Yeah.
I do have a... When I do smile, my stepmom says it's my Asian face.
There you go. Wow.
Now we know who the racist one is. Jeez.
And so she goes...
And of course, that's what people come here for. All the weird... there we go. So... Moving right along, of course, we have to.
I'm sorry, I completely missed your question.
Them. We have to acknowledge them, the people that are week in, week out, and they sit down waiting for us. Mm-hmm. And they were actually patient enough to sit through all those theme songs in the pre-show. The chat. Say hello, chat.
Woo-hoo. Hello, chat.
Hey, hi, chat.
What's up, chat?
Yeah, no, no.
Shout out to chat. Bye.
Chat.
It's also my chat. Rod Stewart impression.
I will say, chat does not need a theme song at all.
What would chat's theme song be, Corey?
How about we don't?
Do it.
Can't think of one for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's too many there's too many blending of. There's too many races out there. I can't make them all rhyme.
So, that's terrible. A little upkeep on the thing. Last show that we did the last time, we had a little small news story about a tiny game called No Man's Sky, and they didn't release any type of information when we did the show there. And then right. The day after, they decided to drop all the beans and say, "Hey."
I think that's because that's when. At least.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
They felt the pressure from our show.
I feel they did.
You know, that's what it was.
I feel they did. And so I saw their little update video, which literally is like a minute and 23 seconds. Like, it's nothing at all. But they go over some of the updates that are, going out. So I hopped on the PS4 and downloaded it again. Only took like 3 minutes. And got to play in the game again. And I'll have to tell you right now, everybody, I am very, very, very happy to say that this game has not changed at all. It is the same boring exploration game that has quests now that get you up to a plateau, and then you have to spend hours mining things just to beat one quest.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that is actually the best review for it right there. Yeah. I would concur on that.
Your review
one.
Was like a roller coaster because you I wasn't gonna let you get me.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh wait, maybe he is like, nope, never mind.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see the enjoyment in it. I see some people actually having fun playing this game. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to just zone out and
yeah, that's exactly what I would use it for. Just mindless.
Yeah, and just explore the galaxy.
Go for a walk on some planet.
Ladies, have you ever played this game?
No, I stay away from questing.
Oh, well, I mean, like, literally, you cannot...
This is the game for you.
Yeah. This is the game for you.
No quest.
Then I'm story-driven, like, I need...
Oh, this is not the game for you.
Yeah, yeah.
They just drop you on a planet and say, go wherever you want.
Yeah. It's but actually... One... Jeez. Oh, so that now...
What was that? That's the last time.
Yeah, what happened. Was that? That so was...
That's when somebody...
I thought I was dirty last time I came on Joker the show, but Pharaoh. That is...
Oh, subscribers.
Joker Pharaoh just subscribed.
Yay! Thank
and just
you.
Just for you. Just for you. I'm going to wear a Joker shirt for the rest of the show.
I saw wow. you were like that. I thought you were pulling out your nipples.
I thought
like,
just
flash.
For you, I'm going to flash yeah. you.
I'm going to pleasure my...
just that's for you.
Horrible. yeah, this game it's a
yeah. I've watched about 10 minutes on a Twitch stream, and mm-hmm. I was like, "That's all right."
Yeah,
it's nothing special. I didn't feel like picking it up.
Their new quests that they have, quote unquote, are I guess there's a hostile alien race.
Oh yeah.
Oh, do they hostile. Have an invasion?
No, there's no invasion. Unfortunately,
about invasion, aren't you?
But
does it add to the story at all, or is it just kind of things?
Well, it
you can
gives
do
it. It gives it story. There was like no story before.
Gotcha. Oh, was that the update? That's the update.
That's the update.
Now there's
yeah.
like a antagonist.
I wouldn't call him antagonist.
They're just there.
It's just like they just. Yeah. Ex-Shinobi. First of all, hold on, hold on, wait, hold on, what, hold on.
I still don't know what that sound is.
That means it's when somebody subscribes no, actually, to us.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
What is? Yeah. I thought it was, but it's not.
Really?
It's a default Twitch subscriber.
No
way. Yeah, that's default
Twitch. It sounds like him.
It does sound like him. I only discovered it because I was helping Ivy with Purs, and we were looking through like the stock like sound bits, and that came on. I was like,
well, okay.
That was Corey the whole time.
Oh, that's Peter Griffin.
Yeah. That's Peter Griffin.
Yeah, it's Peter
I mean,
Griffin.
That's a thing.
Why did Shinobi say whoops?
Yeah, that's Shinobi. He should have been
he
subscribed.
Said on accident.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He meant to hit follow.
Does that mean there's no more dancing?
Oh, no. That's whenever somebody follows.
Though, yeah.
Ah!
Wow. Okay.
So, of course, if you're in the room and you're lurking and you want to hit that follow button,
yeah, people, follow real quick. I'll show you what happens when you follow.
That sounds like a threatening thing. I'll show you what happens when you follow.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Exactly. Isn't she on probation?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
House arrest at best.
Wait, who's on probation?
Cash me outside.
Oh.
Yeah, that girl is.
Yeah.
It's a rumor that she leaked to make her seem more street.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. She's probably just on house arrest.
She's a giant bodyguard. I saw photos of the dude, and I'm like, that's a massive person.
She says cash me outside, but what she's really
exactly
saying
is cash him outside.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, all right, so I mean, I downloaded it and quickly got over it, like, really fast. And there you go. What was with the face on that one, kids?
I decided to tweak it.
Okay.
Tweaking what's going on.
We can only get better from here.
What does that say?
What does what say?
Welcome.
Welcome to
Papa's house.
Of course.
Hey, Corey was doing it too. I just saw it.
You're just in time, new follower, for another segment on the show. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Corey wants to be that deep voice guy in all of the,
In like the Happy Days theme song. Those happy days.
Yeah. So let's do some Overwatch news real quick. We have Overwatch saying that death matches are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I feel about this one.
It's going to change the game.
Yeah, it's going to change the game.
Everybody's going to be a DPS.
It's all going to be soldiers. Yeah.
So it's like free for all and a team death match is what they're going to implement,
really,
of course.
We'll all be soldiers now.
Team death. You can die alone or you can die with your friends.
Exactly.
You should do the marketing.
Says team death is a similar affair, but it's to, of course, the free for all, but it's 6v6 and requires a winner for 30 kills. Do you see people playing like actual team compositions in this one, or are they going to just go all, like you guys said before, just nothing but soldiers?
It'll build its own meta. Yeah. Like, there will be characters that just nobody picks because they're completely useless.
Like Lucio.
If the objective is getting kills, yeah, he may keep you alive, I guess, still, but I don't know. He's objective-based, so if, I don't know. Are people going to still run Deathball? Are they going to all split up like Call of Duty? Who knows?
Yeah. I bet people will team up and then end up killing their teammates.
Really?
Wait, there's no friendly fight.
Yeah, there's no friendly fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking noob.
You excited for this one, Aaron?
I am excited.
Really?
I haven't gotten to try it yet, man. I've been slacking on Overwatch lately, but I have it downloaded and I'm ready to try it. I'm ready to try the new Widow too.
The skin Super or
freaking. No?
Nobody says like, can't wait to try that new skin out.
That's
bro.
What I'm wondering because I haven't played it in a long time.
No, they buffed Widow.
She's got new Widow skin, they, bro.
What her, can't wait to try it.
What so, ability?
It's blue.
It's only on PTR now, but her grapple is 8 seconds instead of 12.
Okay.
And if you if somebody triggers her mine, you can see him through the wall. Only Widow though.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. It still does the poison and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She needed a buff. I felt like she wasn't.
I agree.
She wasn't, you know.
She has a Hanzo-like skill now. You know, something that's not stupid. Wow.
It's the dance. I'm telling you guys, it's the dance. That being said, though, dancing, it just takes over my whole body. So I really have no idea what you guys are saying when I'm in the middle.
That's fine. Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to be completely honest. I black out every time that song comes on.
I'm dancing.
She said, please stop it.
It's like my
stop.
My conscious
I'm back.
Left my body, and I'm watching myself do the dance. It's insane.
In the chat room, they're saying Junkrat got a buff too. What happened to him?
Two mines now.
Oh god, that's what I
needed.
Yeah, and there's something else. I forgot what it was.
That's a little OP.
Bill Nash wants to know: is it going to be a classic deathmatch or like PUBG deathmatch?
Classic deathmatch.
Oh, it'll be classic deathmatch.
No, they're gonna PUBG it.
I like PUBG. Let's do it PUBG.
Okay, let's do PUBG and just those are small.
Overwatch.
They're small maps already, so it's like, all right, everybody's gonna die within
just
5 minutes.
As a Widowmaker, you just see a bunch of soldiers running through the field and start picking them off.
I wonder now.
Dude, I'm gonna be Widow.
It hasn't said yet, or I didn't at least see online yet. Maybe you guys can tell me if they're going to try to implement more. A variety of different deathmatch maps instead of the ones they have already now.
Probably.
Are they going to, like, cut up some of the
I don't know.
Ones?
I don't think they're going to put, like, a whole bunch of time and investment into it unless everyone just gravitates towards it and it becomes, like, this huge thing. Otherwise,
They're not going to make new maps for Capture the Flag.
It's going pro, man.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's going to go all pro. It's going to wash out the original
modes. I'm excited for it because I think it's going to be one of those things where, like, you can actually go there and improve your skill in, like, straight fragging and not, like, worry about people yelling at you over what character you pick.
So then it's it's basically a training mode for DPSers.
Yeah, it's like I would see it as going into the training zone where you just shoot the robots and run around, but there's just other people.
I like that to warm up.
Yeah, you just want to frag a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So then are we going to get something from like a straight healing point? Like a mode where it's to help healers train?
Healers?
Yeah.
Be the longest game mode ever.
You could just say everybody pick Mercy. Are they allowing people to pick more than one of the same character?
I don't know.
There's not too much details going out about it right now that I know.
Man, I should have tried it today.
What was that?
Good old Ninja is hosting.
We have noises
now
for everything.
Yeah, we got. Yeah.
What are these sounds?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Bill Nash says, "Oh, that makes sense. Since Overwatch is CS:GO for cosplayers."
Wow.
Hold on.
Dem's fighting words.
Hold on. That was one of the hottest.
Overwatch for CS:GO players, a group not well known for distance running.
Sheesh.
Damn.
Bill Nash throwing some shade.
You know what? Bill Nash, he just got the, so far he's at the comment of the day, everybody. So beat that one.
Comment of the day.
I mean, early.
Brought to you by Red Bull.
He's hit the mark. CS:GO for cosplayers.
Starbucks.
Never heard anybody say that. He probably stole it.
Yeah, brought to you by Starbucks. Comment of the day.
Don't say the star dollar word.
Star dollar.
We'll get sued for that.
Star deer.
So you just call it ball of gas money?
Ball of gas money? What?
That's what stars are.
Ball of gas money.
There you go.
Ball of gas money.
Ah, I see what you did there, but I didn't catch on soon enough.
I know.
Fun.
It's okay.
Science jokes. Yes.
Oh, all right. Soul says you can be all the same person.
Oh, well, then that's just
anyway,
a little...
enough.
You're just going to have a bunch of healers running around trying to heal each other, even though they're already at full health?
Well, people do that already.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's going to like that. A gaming chat service, everybody's going to be testing out some screen sharing and video.
Huh.
It's called Discord.
It's about time.
So Discord, of course, is a gaming chat service that, you know, a lot of people has been actually been growing in popularity. Aren't we partnered with them?
We are partnered with them.
I mean, our weight around or whatever out there.
We should add that to the beginning. Partnered.
Yeah, exactly. Partnered with
something.
I mean, eventually we're going to get to the point where we're just naming out so many freaking sponsors, like NASCAR type of deal. Like half the show is going to be, you know,
sponsors.
AKA thank you,
Discord. Yeah. Mainframe USA.
Thank you, Sir Kitsune, for hosting us, and that one new person who's probably like, "What the hell is this?"
I came here for Sir Kitsune, and I see a bunch of turkey burglars.
Oh man, we're sharknible.
They're gonna do some video chats. So
I'm excited for that actually.
I'm very excited for that. Not for just personal use, but for the show as well.
Selfishly, yeah. Because since we're partnered, you have more bit rates.
Mm-hmm.
So people sound so much better when we talk to them through Skype. Mm. Throw some video on top of that, and
Discord.
They sound so much better. Yeah, they sound
Discord.
Way better on
Discord. Oh yeah, through Discord. Yeah, Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah, Skype kind of sucks.
Skype sucks.
So hopefully we'll get some live callers soon on the old VGB. That'll be interesting. We're gonna have to really vet the people that call in at first.
That'll be so cool, though. That's gonna be so tremendous for your show.
Yeah.
Like honestly, that's gonna be amazing.
We need to have somebody in the other room.
Me.
That's screening the calls, and then they could go.
Not me. That's a terrible job. I'm going to send all the worst people through.
Yeah, because
are you crazy in the slightest? No, all right.
Especially with like video.
Have you had massive diarrhea lately?
Are you racist?
Yes, and you're still on the toilet. You're through.
Like now with video and everything like that, you really have to watch that too, because it could just be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be on there, and then soon just junk
dong.
All in the
bunch of dong.
Dong shots. I'm looking at you, fire crotch rocket.
You know, he's gonna be, say my name, guys. What do you expect?
So you knew this was happening. I've been waiting 3 years for this. So yeah, we're not going that route.
Wait, when is that supposed to happen?
In the story, it just says they're still in the testing phase right now. Nothing is really.
I want to be a tester.
Yeah, well, no, they actually had a video where they showed how it's going to look and everything like that. That's why. So it's moving along.
I looked in to see if we could get part of it, but apparently they had like beta signups months and months ago. Four partners only, so probably before we got our partnership. So we unfortunately were not able to get on there. But if it's in this phase, we should have it within a few months.
Yeah, it says if you're one of the lucky ones to get the new feature this week, don't plan anything going smoothly. So just
you can have it, but I wouldn't use it.
Yeah, it's going to be rough in the beginning. All right. So
where your mother likes you there.
That's terrible. Hey, thanks, P-Mud.
P-Mud?
I mean,
is that mud made with urine?
Probably. It's that's our fans.
Mud pies.
Hey, woo-hoo. Thanks, Lugin?
P-Mud.
Lugaris.
Lugaris disease?
Yeah, Lugaris. We slaughter so many people's names whenever they get... Look, like this guy here.
Lugane.
Hansa778. Actually, that's pretty easy.
Sansa?
No, it's not Sansa.
Sansa?
Actually,
Sansa.
Side note, I was watching...
Game of Thrones?
No. Game of Thrones was on this. This was Watch... Not Watch Culture. What Culture?
What Culture.
Mm-hmm. I think it was What Culture. Or what's the other list YouTube channel?
Watch Mojo?
Watch Mojo. There's a one.
Yeah.
I don't like Watch Mojo. Too slow.
Well, this one was all right.
The voices are really soothing.
Yeah, it's too soothing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to be soothing.
I don't want them to put me to sleep.
Especially
yeah,
when
I just want my freaking list.
They were doing the list of most disturbing... things on a TV show.
Bran. Yeah, and they probably made it really boring. Like
Bran was definitely disturbing.
What is?
Bran?
Like Raisin Bran?
No.
No, have you not watched Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, wow.
Terrible. I'm going to a different party.
Wow. So like never anything?
I'm signing off of the show.
This would be Ken's last appearance on the
show. Hey, you need me and you know it. Now,
I need a dance.
Yeah, well, he knows it now. I need to change my dance now.
Yeah, now you're replaceable.
Yeah, I've mastered the technique. I even have the weird face one, too.
So we taught small children the dance now.
Face?
We've outsourced it.
You want to see some scary face? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Ready?
Yeah. I know which face it is.
Oh, my right. God. I remember people doing that in elementary school.
That wasn't on Watch Mojo as the most disturbing thing on television.
And you know how they said it, too? They were like, welcome to Watch Mojo, top 5 scary things. Number 1, Mackenzie's face.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's next week's episode. It's going to be the scariest things we've seen on podcasts.
It's kind of weird to see the scariest things we've seen
on podcasts. I was going to let that go. I was going to let it slide.
Well, we stream our podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's
that's
not
true.
Terribly innovative.
Hey, if you're really imaginative, I'm sure you can see something. It may be a little bit high.
This will be an exercise for those of you listening to this from home. Close your eyes. And listen to her voice and try and imagine what face she made.
Now imagine she's black.
Yeah, now imagine she's black.
I do that all the time. No, have you ever seen the movie with Matthew McConaughey? What he's doing is he's the lawyer. What is it? I can't remember. It's him and Sam Jackson. Somebody in chat's gonna know it.
All right.
Somebody in chat's gonna know it. But he's doing his final. No, he's doing his closing arguments. He's a lawyer doing his closing arguments. He's talking about a little girl walking home and getting beat up, and you know.
I don't watch Matthew McConaughey unless he strips.
He's got
two
good movies.
Law says you cannot touch.
That's horrible.
I see a lot of lawbreakers.
He's got two good movies, at least. Minimum.
Failure.
I like him.
I've never seen Failure.
Tropic Thunder?
No.
It had its
moments.
It's
not his movie.
I saw it as his movie.
No, let's be honest.
Anything Matthew McConaughey's movie. Anything McConaughey is in is his movie.
Fool's Gold.
Yeah, that was Tom Cruise's movie.
John Grisham novel.
No.
John Grisham novel.
It was a John Grisham novel. I thought that was
It was a
movie.
John
Grisham.
I don't read books, so I don't.
John Grisham, the novel.
We don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
John
what that is.
Grisham.
I think my name is John Grisham, the novel.
I literally was about to say, wait, are those just Tom Clancy books?
He's right. No. This dude. Who said that in chat? Bill Nash, the science guy?
Yes.
Yeah, A Time to Kill. That's what he's talking about. A Time to Kill with I Hope They Die and I Hope They Burn in Hell with Sam Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I Hope They Burn in Hell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of all the Matthew McConaughey movies, Webb came up with Fool's Gold. That blows me away.
It's a good movie.
Matthew McConaughey movies.
Webb is a romantic guy. Let him have his romantic
comedy.
Well,
you came up with Magic Mike, so...
No, that was me.
I mean, that was her. I kind of played off of it.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I skipped through
all of the story in that movie and only watched the dancing.
Well, I mean, that's what it was for, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a story.
Yeah,
there's
a plot in that movie?
Literally, because, I mean, they had a sequel, right?
The
Magic Mike.
I don't know.
Did they?
I don't know.
Corey,
did
even,
they have a sequel? It was Magic Mike Extra Large.
There you go.
Or something like that.
Extra Large.
With Gambino in it.
Yeah, apparently Gambino. Childish Gambino was in it.
Okay.
Yeah, we used his one of his songs for one of our videos from that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the proposal one.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty fitting.
Yeah.
And there you go. the PS4 is getting 60 frames per second Twitch streaming on the next update. Did you guys know that one?
PS4 is getting a buff.
Yeah, it's finally getting a buff. So you can actually watch us if you're watching us from your PS4 in 60 frames per second. Can we broadcast like that?
I don't think we're broadcasting in 60 frames per second.
You can imagine. You can't even tell the difference
anyway, guys.
We're broadcasting
120 frames per second.
Really?
4K, son.
Can the eye even
recognize
that?
No,
I can
see.
I can't even recognize it.
Oh, 360 degrees?
Yep.
So we're all like that guy from
Naruto?
No, 360
frames per second.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I was thinking of that Google thing where you can move your phone around. That'd be a cool way to do a podcast.
If we can get one of those cameras, just set them right there and then have people,
yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Have the option for people to be like, oh, yeah, I want to see you around.
Camera?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think it'd be kind of...
Pretty chill.
All right, Corey, get on that.
All
right. Do it, Corey. Come on, Corey.
I'm right on it.
Where is it, Corey?
I'm Googling it right now.
Good. No, you're not.
Yep. For those of you listening to the podcast, you clearly hear in my voice, I'm Googling.
So did you hear all that clicking?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
Clicking on the phone.
Everybody excited for Valve's new video game?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Half-Life 3.
No. It's Dota.
Oh.
3.
The card game.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
So that reaction was kind of the reaction that they got at their convention. Did you see that video at their convention? So they put up on the big screen a Valve game and then had the music and everything. And then it says, Dota, a card game. And everybody goes, ah!
Another one?
Yeah,
they're moving to Magic.
DJ Khaled.
It seems like everybody's trying to move into card games.
There's Gwent.
Gwent is out there. You got
Hearthstone. Magic the Gathering.
Nobody plays that.
Hey.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is still doing things.
Okay.
Fake Pokemon. Yeah, whatever.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Is better than Pokemon.
You want to talk about fake Pokemon?
Hold on.
Digimon
and Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Is different because the whole thing is about the cards.
Everything's fake Pokemon. Attack on Titan, Pokemon. Dragon Ball Z, fake Pokemon.
No.
You don't get this.
I watch.
You're not getting this.
Stay out of this, Corey.
Oh, I apologize.
This is a conflict we've had.
It's an old battle.
Yeah. You weren't even here yet.
Generations.
Oh, I wasn't even here yet. Okay.
Literally.
Goes back generations.
Bill Nash in chat says everything is D&D.
Everything is D&D.
This is true.
Actually, really, life is kind of like D&D. It's like life is a role playing.
So there was D&D and then life
so infectious.
Happened. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You can dance happened. If you want.
No, I watched
can
a.
Can I leave my friends behind?
Yeah. if they don't dance, they're not friends of mine.
I watched a like a fake documentary for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
And apparently,
how do you documentary Yu-Gi-Oh?
You could documentary anything. As long as it has nipples, you can documentary anything. You can documentary anything. So apparently there's a season zero that didn't make it to America where stuff gets real. Like guns are held against Yugi and, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah, like it gets real.
All that race war.
Because where we start in America, he's playing a card game. But beforehand, he was literally just the king of games, any game. So if it was, he was shooting craps
Russian
in the back
roulette.
Alley. Yeah, if it was Russian, it was just, he was the king of it. So they didn't play the card game. They just played straight up different games.
Did he still
games.
Have his puzzle?
He did have his puzzle,
Did
yes.
his voice get super deep when he was playing?
He did go through puberty in a second. Yes.
And then back to not puberty?
And then back to puberty, yes.
Did he still have like the wrist thing with the cards?
No, because there were no card games.
Yeah, it was any game.
They were playing any
card
games. He was the king of all
games.
He's
the king
of
basketball,
the
king of
tennis.
He
sounds
like
a
good
guy.
Play a little Overwatch.
The game master.
He smashed on everything. This is what Yu-Gi-Oh! Did. But now,
and then they thought they should dial it back for America.
Yeah, well, we get everything easy over here. Think about it. We had the Super Mario 2 that was supposed to come out over here, wasn't the traditional number 2.
We can't handle it yet.
Yeah,
over there,
we're
Mario
not ready.
Has a gun.
Yeah,
what? In part, what? That's just Metroid.
His hat's backwards.
Part 2, there was
in the prequel. He was the king of plumbers.
He had like anything. He had like purple Mites, mushrooms drains. That would shrink you in part two in the Japanese version.
Yeah. We got it over here. He's the shittiest king.
That's horrible. Thank you, sir Kutsune, for giving us that subscribe. Nice. $4.99 nice. First time.
Two hey. In a row.
Yeah, and boy.
Outlander Inc. Why didn't you just dance? Followed.
Oh, Outlander Inc.
That's horrible.
It doesn't. Without the music, it felt.
It has gotten
well, there you go.
It felt.
Hey, everybody!
That was for a dub B dub.
Singing her own version.
I can't help it. She's next to me moving.
What is that sound?
That's the outside. Car. That's the that world. Means- That's the real world.
What? There is no such thing as anything beyond the doors
I
behind
mean, somebody
me.
Farted.
Yep, there you go. It did sound like
I'm
that.
Alert for that.
You should have a little bean that just pops up in screen and goes bleep.
Is anybody ready to go to, I don't know where this is at, actually England, for MineCon?
Yep.
MineConf? What?
No.
Is that what you just said?
MineCon. Mine.
Oh, because in my, okay.
Yeah, in your racist mind, you thought.
Minecraft?
Yes, Minecraft. Yeah, it's going to be their convention.
Oh, huh. I thought, I'm going to be in London and Scotland for a little bit. So,
nice.
But I don't think be there long enough.
What are you going to be in the EU for?
My school is sending me to go do research for 5 weeks.
Brexit.
Research for?
Yeah. Marine, biological, and terrestrial.
Nice.
Data.
Aliens. Very cool.
He said aliens.
Very nice.
Cool. What? Marine. Biological and
extraterrestrials?
No, and terrestrial.
She just said terrestrial.
Oh, just regular terrestrials?
Just right.
Crap.
Yeah.
Space whales.
Corey and I were both like, what, aliens?
No, yeah. Normally. Oh. Normally I study like aliens stuff, but not this time.
Wait, normally you study
yeah.
aliens?
Yeah, she studies space.
The final frontier?
The final yeah. frontier.
Actually, it's the fourth dimension. That's the
fourth dimension.
How do we know it's the final frontier?
Exactly.
That's true. We don't know it's the final frontier. There could be a whole other frontier out there.
Yeah.
No, well, we won't know until Kins gets up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Kins?
You want there to be something beyond our universe that stops?
It could be another universe bumping into us.
It could be, like, several universes, and then, like, you but could go the to universe that universe and, like, kill yourself, the and then
is
like,
everything in is everything.
In Doctor Who, he left the universe.
It went to another planet. Universe.
No, it wasn't even another. It was just nothing.
Outside the universe?
Oh, just a planet? One? Oh, yeah. Where he went to the
Are
end
of...
Are
you sure it wasn't a different dimension?
Positive.
There's a lot of stuff they're still discovering about space today.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I was
yeah,
in D.C., absolutely. I sat through like this entire movie about Dark Lives Matter. It was pretty awesome.
What in the living tribunal?
What?
Are you talking about
He's worse than
dark
me.
Matter?
Yes, it was dark matter. I knew it was something like that.
That's
something like that.
The most. If I had a racist
He's
button
worse
to press.
Than me.
What?
You need a sound for
Did
when
you say
somebody's
dark,
racist on the show?
Dark Lives Matter? Of course, we get a follow off of that. Oh, wow. His name. Yeah, that's.
You know
That's interesting. Grand Wizard 101. Just followed us.
You guys, wait. I need to do a shout out for my mommy. She just commented, hi, Mackenzie. Love you, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Wow.
You're the best Mama Jones on the planet. And she's her mom, too. Yeah. But not really. But yeah, she is.
She created a Twitch account?
Her name is Sheer Friedman?
I guess so.
Does she have Amazon Prime?
Yes.
You want to click that subscribe button, Sheer Friedman?
Click link.
Yeah.
Stop baiting my mom, you guys.
Hey, she can
She's
use all the
subscribe.
She can use all the emojis. You know, there's a lot of benefits.
Did you see our new emoji, Aaron?
I did see our heart emoji.
How do you guys make emojis?
It's a
can
heart
I be
emoji.
An emoji?
Yeah,
you
can do your dancey.
If we can,
yeah, make like me this. A dance emoji. You could use it every time I'm not here.
It's called.
Let's see if we get.
Actually, we can make it a GIF, like a moving. Can you do a moving emote?
I don't know if that exists.
I don't think
we're there yet technologically.
I'm pretty sure it exists.
Why is the heart brown, Corey?
Because it's made of poop.
No, it's our heart. It's our furry heart emerging.
It's our BGB furry Whoa. Heart.
Yeah.
It's all warm and fuzzy, down. Yeah?
Yep.
Is that what it's yeah. about?
He just, to make the emoji, he just went...
Yes.
What the?
I was trying so hard to make this sound, but it just wasn't coming out of my mouth.
Mo Fruity in chat thinks they look like kangaroo balls. I don't think they look anything like kangaroo. Kangaroo balls would be upside down.
Okay,
well,
so
turn the heart upside down.
Here's what we've learned about Corey.
Okay, I see
He
it.
Can't not be racist, and everything he creates is either shit or balls.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
Kind of summed it up.
I have to say that dark matter... racist comment was probably the most creative racist thing that you've said.
There was a setup and everything.
There was a setup. You held your face. It was racist. Don't get me wrong, but it was
no. It was just
racist.
So smoothly like put in. You know,
it
that,
took me a second.
That it was partially believable because I'm like somebody in the science community would try to go dark matter lives matter. I'm like, yeah, you would try to pass that.
Have you guys seen that South Park? You know those Black Lives Matters T-shirts? Mm-hmm. Have you seen the South Park where it just says "Tokens Life Matters"?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I love it.
They just. South Park is brilliant. I love that show so much.
They're kind of easy. They have a little edge over all the other cartoons because of the speed that they can make.
They can get away with anything.
And the speed that they can make their cartoons. They can stay topical with everything that happens, like then and there. You know, everybody else takes a long process to get all their stuff out. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a documentary where they show like the process, and it's literally like less than a week.
Yeah, like it's quick. So, I mean, they genius, you know, tactic for that one.
Mo Fruity, let's go on. She says, it looks like kangaroo balls upside down. I'm guessing the regular kangaroo balls didn't get past the emotes, so he made it into a heart. No, I'm not that creative. There's no way that that's accurate, and in fact, you are incorrect. This is just a simple, plain heart. Has nothing to do with kangaroo testicles whatsoever. Hmm. Just a humble, loving little heart to post whenever you love something. Not kangaroo balls.
Why not both?
Stick to that story.
You know, because you can have two words that mean different things. I mean, one word that means different things.
You got this, Aaron. You want to try that one?
Yeah,
you can do it. You can do it.
I got you. You can have one word that means two different things.
There it is. Nailed it.
That's very accurate. Yeah. She's right.
She just needed some
petting.
I got it.
If you're not watching,
if you didn't learn anything,
Twitch.tv / video game _ bang,
I got petted.
What? If you didn't learn anything from today's show, it's that sometimes one word can mean two different things.
Different things can also mean different things.
Like aloha.
English.
Aloha can mean two different things.
It can mean
right?
hello
what
and goodbye.
What's a give us an English example?
Yeah, Web. Please.
There. Somebody just said
they're
like
spelled
bow.
Differently though.
You can bow,
bow, oh, bow and bow.
There you go, bow and bow. That would
and you can also have a bow of a ship. It means three things.
There we go.
Three things. Can we go for four?
Yeah.
Bow, there, bow. There, two different there. Kinds of bows. Bows for your hair and bows when you do
arrows. Oh, you did it.
There we go. Yeah.
Can we get a follow for that?
I think we need to get a subscribe for that.
Yeah,
that's
what
that is.
Let's go.
Did
this
mom
is educational.
Follow?
What other podcast do you know is dropping knowledge bombs like that?
Yeah.
Gaming's this gaming.
Probably kind of most heart. Other podcasts.
Probably.
Oh, Dark Knight Forever. Little Bowo.
Little Bowo.
Yeah, that's definitely not how that works. Definitely not. And his name isn't Bow Wow anymore.
What?
It's Shad.
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 Like S-H-A-D?
Correct.
What does that even mean? H-A-D.
That's his real name.
Chad.
Shad? He says he feels like he's moving beyond Bow Wow now.
No, he's not Sean Puffy Kong.
Yeah, like that's...
Is that Bow Wow and you're just Bow Wow?
Yeah.
That's alien
Shad,
name?
A.K.A. Bow Wow, A.K.A. Lil Bow Wow.
He's Shad.
Hello, Tackle Selm2s565.
All right. Nailed it.
What if that was his first words on the internet?
What? They might
Hello
be.
World?
They've been seen.
Hello world.
You are seen. You are amazing. You are loved. You are seen.
Yeah. Remember said that he's somebody Chad. Shit in Chad.
Probably.
Shad. Shad.
North remembers.
Shad.
I think someone just took first place.
Mm-hmm.
In,
to quote of the night.
In quote of the night.
Quote of the night.
No, it's Star Dollar.
It's, oh yeah, gas no, money. Gas ball money.
Gas
no,
ball,
ball of gas money.
Ball of gas money.
There you go.
Ball gas. Stuff from the last episode.
When you say ball gas,
no,
my
happened earlier today. That
did
happened
it?
20 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I blacked out.
Because you're doing the dance? Is that what happened?
Every time you
Every,
do
it. Yeah, it's a curse and a blessing.
Oh, there's another one.
We seriously need to just like string all of these together. Do you know how long dancing is going to be? It's going to be like a 5-minute video.
That'd be pretty incredible.
I mean, somebody was quick enough to do it the last time, at least clip you out and do
Yeah,
it,
that was
so.
Pretty That was
that
pretty
was
awesome. I felt so good.
Snive, where is Snive tonight?
I don't know.
I played with Snive PUBG last night.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Let's recap that. Because you guys just did a PUBG with some professionals.
Oh, yeah.
Not professional PUBGs, but like, you know, just pro gamers, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how did that go over? Because I didn't get to watch a stream.
Very, very, very well. So it was the Energy Esports Family Game Night. We'd been planning for a few weeks. And
playing with their moms and stuff.
We took all of our pros that we could that weren't in competition this weekend. We got our Overwatch guys, our Smite guys, CSGO. And For Honor, everybody we had, basically, that we had access to. And we all got a private server, thanks to Logitech. And we invited fans to play and other people, extended family members. So we had David Webb in there. The president of the company was in there. A few of our accounts managers. Some big heavy hitters like IDDQD was in there. Harblue from the Overwatch community. Irafer showed up. Yemen, the new guy Maniac. And we just I got to cast it alongside a guy named Dustin Kane, who's on our breakaway team.
And also a superhero in his spare time.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Kane.
It was amazing. I felt he had such a glorious beard that
you guys spent
so long talking about your beards.
That's horrible.
I mean, it's common ground, and once you meet your match,
you like braid them together?
If we would have, the universe may have imploded, so we didn't want to risk it.
Or no,
and thank you for that.
You missaid the word vomit.
Didn't you see the episode of Dexter where he grew the beard and mixed it with Action Hank and they became the ultimate superhero?
Yes.
That's what it would have happened.
No.
It was based on science.
No. Yes, definitely.
Chuck Norris and Billy Mays did it once.
And, wow, too soon, man. Billy Mays is gone.
Do you ever wonder why?
Too soon.
Yeah.
This is a pity, Dave.
Thanks for all the follows. That's like 3 in a row. Good Lord, people.
Mm-hmm. His heart couldn't handle it.
That's horrible. couldn't handle the fusion.
Nice follow.
Hey.
Wow. Hey, Alpha.
No, it's like it's like becoming a Grey Warden. You don't know what's going to happen.
Horrible storyline. Horrible storyline.
Whoa.
Until you drink it.
But Dustin Kane was the man. He carried me. He did a hard carry through that thing because he's actually like top 100 in that game. So he knew all the pro strats. I knew all the stuff about the players. So together.
But like personal information?
Yeah, I was throwing out personal information.
Heard your sisters got back into drinking, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny that you say that because what they started doing the last couple rounds is as spectators, they could actually go into God mode and just start talking to individual players.
Yeah, so we had a couple players from Dignitas who invaded. They got invites from our Smite team because they're friends. So we started whispering things into their ear. You're going to miss this shot, Trix Tank.
I can just imagine them lining up sniper shots. How's your dad's peg leg?
There was at one point where one of them was like down. Like they were knocked out. They weren't dead yet, but they were knocked out. And they were crawling and they were trying to crawl for cover.
Uh-huh.
And I hear these two assholes going, crawl like you've never crawled before.
Jeez. Damn it.
I said, you look natural on your hands and knees.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
Iraf or something?
I can't remember. Iraf had the moment of the day, though.
He had the comment.
He didn't know we were specking him, I think. In the heat of the battle, it was the Energy Smite team versus the Dignitas Smite team representatives. And they flanked him hard. And Iraf pulled this crazy play. And live on the stream, as we're specking him, goes, later, Cuvo, you fucking little bitch.
Jeez.
And then he walks up to him and starts teabagging. We caught it all on the stream.
Good Lord.
It was the best moment.
What game is this?
Smite.
PUBG.
Oh.
What? But the Smite guys were playing PUBG.
And then you hear his girlfriend in the background, like, clapping and laughing.
What happened to good old-fashioned camaraderie? Jeez.
It's Irafer.
Okay.
Did you say camaraderie? Was that on purpose?
No. I have a speech impediment, but thank you.
I thought it was a pun with what he was saying.
Harblue drowned
in the first one. We don't know.
You
we're
can
like,
drown?
Yeah, you can go to your map what? And you see people where they're at, and you see one guy out here in the middle of the water. And so we're like, let's see who that is. We cut. Harblue is like an amazingly insane Overwatch player who's also a big streamer. So he was one of the big dudes in this tournament, and the whole first round was just him swimming until he drowned. And when I put out a poll like, hey, which guy from NRG do you think is going to do the best? And I put like IDDQD, like some of our heavy fraggers from like big games. People are like, why didn't you put Harblue on there? Where was Harblue? You didn't put Harb on there? You guys suck. And I was like, well, he drowned in the first game.
You could say he was maybe testing the waters.
Hey! Quote of the night.
Let's go. And she takes the lead from chat, everybody.
Yeah.
okay.
I take
Super Snipe is in chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Snipe and I ended up on a team, and there was me, him, some guy, Mountain.
The Mountain was there?
Yeah, the Mountain
was there.
Sheesh.
And another guy. And me, Snipe, and the other guy died, like, almost instantaneously. And then the Mountain carried for the longest. Ended up getting,
popping
like,
eyes. The
Mountain never dies.
He never dies.
Yeah.
That's how the Mountain
even
does.
Even through poison, he doesn't die.
Nope.
It was a super fun night, though. We're hoping to do this again very, very soon.
Different games, or are we sticking with PUBG?
PUBG works so well. We may just do PUBG again, or but who knows? Maybe some other game will come out. And
so what if your team starts to move over, though,
and
like they want to do pro PUBG instead of their games?
That's a risk we're going to have to take.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's a high risk, sir. It's high risk.
High reward.
High risk.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, you can't you don't get rewards if you don't take a couple of risks.
That's very true.
Yeah. Did you see that little banter I had on Carla's Facebook?
No.
Piss me off.
About
PUBG.
Carla, sweet Carla. We know that. We know who Carla is. She's a great friend of the show. She's been on a bunch of times. She wants to be a video game like personality. She wants to do like journalism, some review like stuff on camera. And so she's been vocal about what she wants to do. And I think that's very important. You have to like say it out loud what you want to do. And then for the most part, people are really nice. And, you know, she's had ups and downs. Sometimes she'll post like, I don't know, it's getting really hard. And you know, lift up your friends like, yeah, you know, yeah, keep trying. You know, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then she put one out there that was like, fuck it, I'm going for it. I'm going ham. I'm going to become this thing. And then this one asshole, I don't even know his name. I can't even remember. Pops on there. He's like, you might probably want to not, you know, these kind of careers are not very safe. Oh, and you know, you're probably going to want to do this only on the side as a fun thing and things like that. So I was like,
you can't. As someone who started out, like, YouTubing is hard. It is hard. Any kind of like gaming indie kind of thing that you want to, it's not easy. And because all of it is building your following, it's a lot of hours for very little pay when you first start out. I mean, that's just what it is. You don't get paid right away. You really don't until like your third year in. You know?
it is
a love project. And yeah, it's really hard. But if that's what you're passionate about, it'll work out.
Yeah.
People will follow you.
Well, I looked into this guy's career. I guess he, like, used to be an editor for a bigger website.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger. I'd never heard of it, but I'm sure, you know, he...
It was IG.
I'm sure he was, like, a part-time type of guy who got jaded really quick or fell out of love with it or, you know, he didn't make it, basically. Mm-hmm. I see him as a failed guy who's on the wrong side of, you know,
history.
He only failed because he quit.
That's what I was thinking. And then so I commented. I was like, this is silly. The gaming industry is growing. There's tons of stuff to do, especially in esports for content creators right now.
Mm-hmm.
To say someone can't do it is kind of bollocks.
Totally.
And he...
Did you say kind of bollocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not even...
Better than the
what?
Racist
that,
comments
that
have been...
Is that what you actually said?
I didn't type that, but I'm
paraphrasing.
Yeah,
he's like, those bollocks.
And then he replies like, yeah, good luck with that. ...
Okay.
Did you
respond?
Oh, I had a clap back, but it wasn't very. I mean, I was just like, dude, I didn't want to burn
failed.
The guy. No, I just said, listen.
What you do is you post your resume right under his, and then you just like a mic drop gif.
Yeah. Obama
so,
GIF.
I mean, geez, come on.
I just replied, I'm living it, bro. That's
you
it.
Know what?
I wasn't
going to feel really weird when she makes it because he's gonna be the. Here's the thing, like, my YouTube channel just hit our 1 year, and it has been, like, a whole year of just, should I do this? Everyone's telling me I shouldn't be doing this. I'm putting in all of this love and effort. This is really what I want to do. I mean, like, it is emotionally very, very grueling, and I just, like, when you get people like that, you have to kind of focus on the people who are supporting you, and that guy... Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't
you can't
matter. Be there for the ones who love you, you know?
And you gotta look at, like, the context of it. You look and see he's out of work from that industry, so mm-hmm. because he's letting his personal experience of...
Bog everyone else.
Yeah. Like, and, you know, based off the things he was saying, his mentality was incorrect to begin with, which is why I believe he probably failed.
Mm-hmm.
Halftime effort, halftime results.
Well, good luck to that guy. Hopefully he turns it all around and he decides, you know, I'm going to give it another college try. You really inspired me, Corey, by saying I'm living it, bro. Should have did the gifts.
I said, don't be mad because I'm doing me better than you're doing you.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't listen to rap. So
that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
I said, blah, blah. Well, that hurt my voice. That hurt.
So I figured here, I mean, we have, Kins, you do some acting, correct?
Yeah, I do. I actually woke up at 5 o'clock this morning to go to San Francisco and work a gig all day before I got here.
No way. What was that about?
It was a duo creative.
Watch Mojo List.
Yeah, no, right. I do the voicing for Watch Mojo.
So I knew I heard her.
No, Duo Creative, they do a Japanese TV show called World's Most Astonishing News. So I was working with them. They called me kind of last minute and went up. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that episode or not, so we're going to leave it at that. But you know what? I mean, on top of that, I'm also doing a lot of my own content. And now we're starting a show, which we're super, super excited about. Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for our cameos.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, I am ready to put you in if you want to be in it.
Oh, always.
Hands down.
Okay, like, cool. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pull me in, coach.
You always need at least one black person. Just saying. Affirmative action.
Well, we have an Indian. He's close enough, right?
Where's the 30-second backwards button?
Yeah, so you can edit before.
Get that from the delay. We still have time before it makes it to Twitch.
Nope, it's going right all in there.
Holy crap.
What? We didn't even get into it. What are some of the things you guys are doing on
so,
this?
So our show is actually called Meet the Team.
Yeah.
Jeez. What is so funny?
Oh, God, Aaron.
What happened?
We've got an Indian, an Aaron, a me. And a Millie.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, it's a comedy mockumentary series called Meet the Team. It's about these four losers who just kind of, they don't really fit in anywhere, but they find themselves in these situations that aren't necessarily incredibly unusual. These are all situations that could absolutely happen in real life, but they kind of go about solving them in very unorthodox ways that people would generally kind of avoid. So that's, you know, and it's kind of funny because Millie is the only person in our show who's like acting. The rest of us are just actually losers. So I mean, like Aaron is like the team pun master kind of a thing, and we don't need to write anything for her. She just kind of does it.
I love how you just keep talking as you're doing the dance.
So is this improv or are you guys writing each episode? What's going on?
So it's going to be an 11 episode season, and we're planning to hopefully run two seasons and then a tour.
And then a movie?
The first season and then a movie.
Okay.
Maybe. No, the first season is just a regular season, and then we would like to do a second season, which it would be like a choose-your-own-adventure thing that leads hopefully into us touring just kind of as a group. Because really, us kind of coming together, it stemmed from us doing and building an escape room. Mm-hmm. At my house, and we did it for my channel to stream for like a 100 subscriber surprise kind of a thing for my channel, and it didn't stream like at all, really. We got barely any footage for it. Hi, hello, we're dancing now. I know how K-pop idols feel.
There you go.
No, but so we kind of got together after that, and we're like, this is really awesome, we make a good team, let's do something with this. And we just kind of started writing, and my best friend was supposed to be in it, but she is a private detective in real life and just didn't have the time to commit
that
to
makes
it.
Hold on, that makes no sense why she's not in this.
Glazed over that.
My best friend was with us in the escape room originally, and then we ended up recasting and putting Millie in, which is why Millie is the only one who's actually acting. And it's funny because she is like the sweetest person on the planet, but we have her. She's like our Dwight Swanson. So Ron Swanson and Dwight kind of put together in one character. That is Millie. And
who's Dwight Swanson?
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson
and Dwight.
And Dwight Schrute.
I don't know Dwight Schrute.
From The Office?
The Office.
Yeah, I never watched Office.
The glasses guy.
Only watched Parks and Rec. Love that show.
Okay, go away.
You didn't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Tit for tat there. Tit for tat.
So we're doing an Indiegogo for it right now and just trying to raise money. And while I'm in Scotland, the rest of the team is going to take over all the marketing and everything for that. And we've got Fanny Snacks up for grabs, which is a fanny pack specifically for snacks.
Okay.
Where were you guys be filming?
we'll be filming in Sacramento and Placer County.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there's, unfortunately, with actors in Sacramento, there's just a lot of exploitation out here. So we want to be able to make our goal and hopefully go beyond that and give right back to the community and say, you know, we're going to start paying our actors. We're going to start paying our directors. Everyone's getting paid. This is going to be a professional shoot. The mentality shouldn't be you're lucky to be on my set. It should be I'm lucky to have you on my set, so I'm going to pay you for your time.
So they have a thing. Cool. One of my favorite shows is Scrubs.
Yeah.
And it was a one-camera type of setup or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they had, like, this rule. When I watched, like, the behind-the-scenes for the DVDs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. the director and all the casts, and, you know, like, everybody, they had that same type of mentality. It's like, we're, you know.
Yeah. We're professional. Professional. We want to run this.
They're like, nobody gets a big hit. You know, so when they got to, like, season, let's say, 3, and actually mm-hmm. it was like, oh, this is a really entertaining show. It's getting, you know, the numbers and everything like that. They just made sure if anybody acted big time, everybody on the set would call them out on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, come on now. You know what's, you know, this is a team effort, all this type of stuff. So I think if you keep that type of mentality around there, you know.
Absolutely. Like, and everyone knows, too, like, if you guys don't show up, I'm replacing you.
Whoa.
Like, they know it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, that was eye contact.
I know that she already knows it. So, it's one of those things where we talked about. It's like, hey, we're either committing to this or we're not. The mm-hmm. second someone is late, bye.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
I mean, this is our time, our money. We're working around everyone's schedule. We're going to make this happen.
When's the first shooting day? I got to be there at at least the first shooting day.
The first shooting day?
Actually, it's a closed set, Aaron. You're not invited.
Oh, no. I'm going to make my way on there.
Situation? So all of a sudden, an Aunt Viv situation from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where they replace the actress, but it's the same character.
No.
And then the whole time, they're going to be like, that character looks different all of a sudden.
Like a full 3 shades lighter.
October 9th is our first shoot date.
Until?
And then we film until, I believe, December.
26th.
Is it the 26th?
Oh, yes. Wait, no, you're right. It's all the way till November 15th.
We have to make some changes. But, I interviewed all of our actors that are coming on set. Because here's the thing. Yes, it's my YouTube channel, but we're a team. I don't want this to be I'm in charge, you know, do what I say, I make all the decisions. We're a group.
This Beautiful. Is
a team. Meet the
everyone,
team.
Yeah. Beautiful. All of the principals, all of the extras, when they're on set, they have creative ability to go, hey, what if we did this way? You know, or what if, you know, I want to give them that ability to just be creative. So I interviewed everyone and made sure no one was going to be on set and just be miserable and stand in the corner the whole time.
So the thing is, I mean, I really like the, you know, the collective ideas and everything like that. Everybody coming in. Does everybody coming in have an idea of the whole goal? Like, this is what we're going for. So at least everybody's, you know.
Yeah, so we have, like, outlines for the show
mm-hmm.
for each episode. So it's going to be 11 episodes per season. About the second season is probably going to be a little bit longer because it's all going to be branching and all of that. But everyone, I mean, we've got writing days where we get together and we go, okay, here's our idea. This is where we're starting. These are our points. How are we going about this? And some of it is improv because, I mean, some of it, these...
It always happens on sets anyway.
Yeah, it always happens on sets.
You get the best stuff, I feel, sometimes from
absolutely.
Improv.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Puneet... And you guys are just they're so sharp. Like, sometimes we say things off camera and I'm like, let's put that in. Like, they're so funny. We really don't need to write much other than the scenarios.
They had a thing with Reese Witherspoon and, No. Who's the guy
who's... All right.
Who's the guy from Wedding Crashers? Not with the broken nose.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said not with the broken nose.
Quick, punch me in the nose. Owen Wilson.
But they played in a movie together or whatever, Reese and that other actor. And Reese is very, if you wrote it, I'm reading it. That's how it is.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
And Vince Vaughn is very, I'm just going to improv the crap out of this.
Yeah.
You wrote the scene. That's cool. But I got this. Like, step back.
I get the idea. I see what you're going for.
And they hate each other.
Can I a comment real quick? We got Bill Nash said, do you pre-screen actors for the ability to correctly use your, their, and their? I should start doing that.
No, go for it.
No, nah, man, it's
in
so
that
hard.
Case,
just go straight for
Aaron's
it.
Aaron's like, I'm going to bow out of this.
Yeah. She corrects me more than I correct anyone.
No, we
like, I really don't.
We both make a lot of typos when we talk to each other.
My biggest typo, though, is instead of saying, like, headshots or something like that, I accidentally say shits.
There you go.
Like, head shits?
Where, yeah, I'll be like, hey, guys, wear your head shits and things like that. And they're always like, you did it again.
Where can we find all the information on this one?
You can go to Indiegogo. There's a short link. It's igg.me/@meettheteam. And the beginning of every letter in meet the team. It, no, the beginning of every word in meet the team. Let me just re-say that.
Okay.
IGG.me.
It's not like M-E-A-T.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is meet spelled? M-E-A-T. Because if it's not M-E-A-T, I lost most of my interest in this project.
M-E, right? It's where all the team members M-E-E-T. Become meat.
So it's about a group of vegans that are slowly trying to become carnivores again.
Meet. Copyright video game based exactly. 2017. Exactly. We make that show.
Meet the team. That's actually very good, actually. Not even going to lie. Actually, right up top
that's
going to
be
there.
A porn parody.
Okay. Actually, you know what?
All right there.
No lie. No lie.
Oh, no, it got deleted.
Oh, no.
But it's, we were trying to link it.
Oh, no, I can have you guys link it.
IGG.me/@meettheteam. Meet the end team is all capital. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter. You know, you can follow all the individual actors. We're all out there.
There you go. I just posted it in the chat right now for the people,
of course.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was going to say, that's how you know you made it. I'm not going to lie. If I ever created a show that went, you know, somewhat big or something like that, and I saw a porn star parody of it, I would not be offended whatsoever. I'd be like...
Start calling all your family members.
I've made it.
I've made it.
I've literally made it.
This is it.
The video game bang gang bang.
They really love
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like that's like a sign. It's like
the video game
unlocked.
Bang.
Yeah,
Brazzers is like, no, that's too easy, guys. Low hanging fruit.
See, and that's why.
Kink,
yeah,
Kink.com is there though. Like maybe.
Like, I'll take it. Thank you for watching, everybody. It has been one swell of a show, of course. Ladies, thank you for coming out.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Of course, we go in after time if you guys are lovely enough to stay around.
Oh, don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, don't
Unmedicated
forget.
And Dysfunctional.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's where the show is going to be, and I forgot to say that.
No, that's fine. I can always extend the time. That's what I just did right now. So
thanks.
If you want Dungeon Master.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we got to talk about that. Oh, there's so much to talk about after the, you know, after hours. That's why you have to be here, of course, week in, week out. Twitch.tv/video_game_bang is where you can see the show live twice a week. And don't forget to go to iTunes, of course. Give us those nice 5-star ratings. You've been giving us all the love and the follows and everything right here. Go give us love over there as well, right?
5-star ratings and a review.
And a review. Yeah, we love reading those reviews.
To the top 100.
Is that what it is? Is 100? I thought this was top 10.
The next review you guys are going to get, it's going to be like 4.5 stars, and it's going to say, I would have given the other full half if it went for furry balls on the chat.
I mean, it may be
not furry balls, it's a furry
camel
heart.
Camel balls, right?
Camel balls. Kangaroo.
Was it kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Yeah.
Banned
kangaroo.
So hard. We're going to get banned so hard. anything else we're plugging? What else we need to plug? Corey?
Well, we should plug Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, save for the coffee.
Okay. Again, sorry, Matt Damon. We ran out of time. We didn't have enough time to get him on the show. We were going to try our new Discord and everything with that, but we just ran out of time.
Next time.
Exactly. For Ken's Aaron... Corey Vincent, the real David Webb. I am Sir Aaron Carding saying you have all just been banged.
What happened to the TV?
It's